Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt's back. Mark is a great member of our Brain Trust, a longtime contributor to all the things that we do here. He is one of the top social media experts on the planet, but he's much more than that, folks. He's a global thinker in the way that you and I are going to be doing business, the way we need to be doing business today and the way we're going to be, and not just in buying and selling, but the way we work with each other. He's a CEO and the founder of U-Turn. His book is called A War Gone Social, and he's our good friend Mark Babbitt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Social intelligence is an area, Mark, that you talk a lot about. And I want you to explain to the audience what you mean by that and why you think it's a big deal.
Well, social intelligence is one of what we call essential elements of workplace intelligence, Jim, and it's one of several drivers that tell us how well our company's performing in the marketplace. Culture and climate are certainly part of that. Leadership is part of that. Employee engagement is certainly a factor. But social intelligence is one of our two new drivers, along with community building, that tell us whether or not we're being effective with our business. And social intelligence in particular, although it could have a very clinical definition, it's really about how our businesses are perceived online. When we say what we are we backing that up in our online presence? So mm-hmm. Are we being authentic? Are we being accountable if something should go a little wrong? Are we talking at people, or are we actively listening?
Do you feel like the more virtual our marketplace is becoming, the more people believe they can let those kinds of values you just mentioned, that we can let those slip, that there's nobody, we're not looking people in the eye as much, where it's more virtual business? Are you concerned that's what's happening?
Well, there is a false perception of anonymity that comes with our virtual presence, and that can certainly let us go down a wrong path with our ethics, with our morals, with our customer service. But I think we're finally getting over a hump, Jim, where people are realizing that how we treat people online is how we treat another human being. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if the communication method is digital or not.
Your values are your values.
That's an employee.
Your values are your values, however they apply, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, and it's... I hate to say this, but especially on digital.
Yeah.
Because there's no taking things back.
There's more of a test, right? There. You know, I used to, yep. So if you're a very honest, very trustworthy, highly ethical person in the analog marketplace, you know, you should be the same in the virtual marketplace. I mean, people should expect, we should expect the same from you regardless of where you are. The marketplace, virtual or analog, shouldn't matter.
Well, yes, Jim, but as you know, the people that are ethical and moral in real life really don't have a problem being perceived as such online. It's the people that, you know, maybe we're being relics of the industrial age, where it was okay to spin messaging or find loopholes and focus more on results than on values. Those are the people that are being challenged on digital.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. That's a very interesting point that you're making there. So, do you think social intelligence is something that people are aware of? Maybe they sense it, but they may not really know how to explain it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's it. I will tell you, again, getting back to what we just talked about with leaders that are genuinely good role models and good digital citizens themselves, well, their companies are probably going to be pretty authentic online, too.
Right.
And so it's the people that that haven't quite adapted to our new realities, that we are held accountable, whether we hold ourselves accountable or not. We are held right. accountable online. And as you know, man, do something wrong or say the wrong thing, and the social media lynch mob is just ready to pounce.
Right.
And we, whether we correct ourselves or a million people correct us, you know, on their own, maybe through a Twitter storm or a change.org petition, the truth is going to come out. And that's what people are more aware of now than ever, Jim, that we can't get away with even a little white lie online, because there's too many ears out there. There's too many eyes out there now. So why not just own it and put your neck out there and say, you know what? We just really messed this up, and we want you to know we got it. We recognize it. We got it. We're going to fix it, and we're going to regain your trust.
The way Southwest Airlines did after they had their issue with the engine exploding. They really stepped up, didn't they? Do you remember that?
They did, and they put their pockets of excellence right up front. Yeah. Right, soon everybody was talking about the amazing job by the pilot, and not the tragedy, right?
But the company was all up, was all over the media and all over their passengers and all over their customers, stepping right up and claiming it, owning it, as you said, and now it's over. There was one woman was killed. That's a tragedy. But basically, it's not even the news anymore. It's over. They took care of it.
Right, right. And now the pilot is making the late night news shows. Right.
Yeah. So I like your business leaders as role models. I really think that. But I will tell you, Mark, corporate America is going to have to get away from Wall Street in order to have the business leaders be role models, because Wall Street is not designed to make that happen.
Oh no, it never was. I mean, in the Wall Street and the way they run is an industrial age relic, and they haven't transitioned yet to the
days are numbered? Do you think let me rephrase that. You think their years are numbered? Do you think Wall Street's years are numbered?
I don't know, because there's so much power there, Jim.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
They're so well entrenched. It's going to take a while. But I have already seen from our customers, from our clients, from the public, that leaders are willing to be good digital citizens. They are willing to be good
global
citizens.
They're making profits off of that.
Yes.
That's the good thing. We come back. Mark wants to talk about digital trust, which is a topic that I like talking about a lot, and you don't hear a lot of people talking about it very much. And we'll do that after this break. Mark Babbitt and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.